Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Shifra Hoffman, substituting for the great Tamar Yonah, who was called away, and she asked me to fill in for her, which I'm trying to do as best as I can. I want to, first of all, thank the Almighty for healing me so that I can be able to function and do the program and other work that he has privileged me to do for the Jewish people. And I want to thank all the fans and good people who wrote me, wishing me, Rapur Shalema, a good, speedy recovery. All your prayers and all your loyal sayings that you did for me helped. I would like to begin by saying that all these people and everyone who really thinks that a change in the administration in America will save Israel, you're being very foolish to rely on politicians. Our only hope as a Jewish people and as a Jewish state is to rely on God Almighty. And I, in my files, looking to see what I wanted to tell you today about the subjects we're going to discuss, I reread an article that I wrote in 2009. It's called History's Eternal Scapegoat. Along with millions of people worldwide, I followed the ceremony of Barack Hussein Obama here in Israel as he became the first black president of the United States. Despite the exuberant optimism of his powerful address, in which Obama stated that under his leadership, America would become a friend to all nations, I have an eerie feeling his newest administration will not bode well for the state of Israel. The ominous premonition was further strengthened as Obama reiterated his oft-repeated pledge to mend America's relationship with the Arab world. And of course, we can see how that came through. Following the Washington inauguration ceremony, which empowered him as the leader of the free world, the consensus opinion among Israeli politicians, you know, they're always optimistic that the new president's going to be a friend of Israel. Among Israeli politicians and news analysts seem to be that the Obama presidency will be, quote, good for Israel. Hardly knows whether to laugh or cry. After every American election, the same scenario repeats itself.
There was a time you didn't worry about terrorism. It was something that happened in a faraway place or to someone else. But now you want to know. Now you want to understand. Now you're afraid that you might be in the danger zone. You need to listen to Gadi Edelman on The Danger Zone every week, where you will find out the truth about what is going on in the world around you. Gadi Edelman on The Danger Zone, right here on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. This is Shifra Hoffman, the founder of the Victims of Arab Terror International Organization and the executive director of SHUBA, the Israel Emergency Aliyah Movement. I'm filling in today for Tamar, who has been called away. Tamar Yonah, of course, is the moderator, and she does a wonderful job. And I'm hoping that we can bring honor and kavod to the God of Israel, the people of Israel, and the state of Israel. And I just continue with a small paragraph from my article, which was written in 2009. And those who are interested can find all the articles on the Ruth Sheva opinion page. It is high time for the Jewish people to reject the role of being history's eternal scapegoat. Forgotten are all the stoning, stabbing, shooting, bombings. Thousands of Jews have been murdered in the so-called peace agreement. Let us now stand proudly without the ubiquitous apologies and explanations to do what must be done in defense of Eretz Israel and the Jewish people. With faith in the Almighty, let us return to the role for which He has chosen us, to be a light unto the nations. In the timeless words of King David in Psalm 25, in Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let not my enemies triumph over me. And that was certainly the time of King David, who was a courageous leader and did not bend his knee to anyone but the God of Israel. And I want to say that now that our Prime Minister, Bibi Netanyahu, is going to Washington, it seems that we cannot do anything on our own. We must ask permission. I wrote once, and I repeat it now, maybe he has to take along one minister that has not been classified as a minister, the minister of explanation. We have to explain why we want to build in our own land. We have to explain all the things that any normal nation doesn't explain to anyone. So I say to you, Prime Minister Netanyahu, meet with Trump. Don't expect that he is going to be the Messiah. He's already backed off about the embassy. He's already backed off about settlements. And I didn't think it could be any different. If you refer to... Hello? Hello?
Shifra, we're still on.
We're on?
Yeah, keep going.
Oh, but I don't hear you. You have to make it louder.
Keep going. Keep talking. We're
okay.
Online.
Excuse the inadvertent lapse. People are people and machines are machines. But I want to say a good word for Kalman, our engineer here, who's doing a good job. We're going to have a guest, Leslie Ann Stoffel, who is one of the Canadian people who is very active on behalf of Israel. She's not Jewish, but she does the right thing for the Jewish people. We'll hear from her a little bit later. But as I want to continue to say that it's really very important, everybody listening should back the Prime Minister of Israel to be a Prime Minister of Israel. I can imagine that all the non-Jewish haters of Jews, when they hear that Bibi is coming to Trump to try to influence him, must say to themselves or to their followers, what is this? We're supposed to be good for America. Trump said it'll be good for America. Why do we have to always have Israel in the picture? You don't have to. We are a sovereign country, and I wish that Prime Minister Netanyahu would start acting like a prime minister, and not, as somebody once said, one of my dear friends who went to live in Gush Katif at the age of 85 and was summarily expelled from her home there by the Israeli government. She used to say, we have crime ministers, not prime ministers. And instead of being a light unto the nations, we've become a blight unto the nations. I say enough. I hope that all the listeners who agree with me, and not only because I say so, but more important, because God Almighty has left us the word, we don't make any demands on any nation for land. Nobody fought our wars. Seven wars we fought alone and lost thousands of precious martyred soldiers. Why do we have to ask anyone's permission to build in our own land? And I must comment that the scene of our soldier, police, soldiers, whoever took part in that outrageous expulsion from Amona, you will have to answer one day to a higher authority. This is Shifra Hoffman on Israel News Network, and we are substituting for Tamar Yona, who was called away, but hopefully she'll be back, God willing, and so will I next week, God willing, as a guest of the very good program where you hear the news, not only the hears that you news that you rather want to hear, but the news that you should hear. And the second topic I would like to discuss today, and everyone who would like to join me, unfortunately, we cannot man the telephones because the phone is being used, but you can do it in the chat room. So you can put your comments and your questions and everything that you would like to speak about into the chat room. We'll try to coordinate with you as far as we can. Kalman, can you let me know when we are going to have our guest, Leslie Ann Stoffel?
We will have her on for the third segment, 47 minutes past the hour.
47 minutes. Okay, please let me know. I happen to know Leslie Ann, and she's a wonderful woman who really has her head on straight. Now, the second thing that...
Shifra?
Yes.
If you can please talk closer to the phone. I think we're getting some interference from your side.
You're not hearing me?
Now we're hearing you great.
Okay. Maybe it's due to my to the recovery that I'm undergoing now. But again, I want to thank everybody for their prayers and their comments. What I'd like to focus in on is the fact that one small country has garnered the attention of the entire world. The fact that, thousands, almost maybe more than a half million Syrians have been murdered, and under the aegis of their leader, Assad, how can anybody be silent when you see all of this murder going on? And then it doesn't occupy the news as much as Amona, a small village which Jews settled, have every right to settle, and lived there for 20 years. Suddenly the Supreme Court decided that this is going to be an expulsion, and as I read and heard this on news reports, it's not the last. They want to also expel people from a place called Ariel, near Ariel, which is also Jewish. I don't know the answer. I'm not clever enough to say that I know the answer, but I do know that now people are getting a little bit wise. They're waking up, and there's a bill submitted to the Knesset in which the Supreme Court's powers are going to be limited. They really think they are the supreme being, as I wrote in one of my articles. They have no right whatsoever to trace people out of their homes, and I don't know what motivates them. It's a questionable thing. Even if you're not Jewish, you have to identify with the fact that if you have your own home, let's put it personally, if someone comes and with a piece of paper and says, listen, you've been living in my home, well, that's not true. This is our home. And for thousands of years, the Jews and Gentiles know, according to God's word and the Bible, Jews were given one land, the land of Israel, the land of Eretz Yisrael. And the first Rashi that we learn in the Bible says that if the world questions your right to live in this land, you have to respond as follows. God gave everyone their own lands, and he gave the Jewish people, Eretz Israel, one tiny country. And I say, and I've said this so many times, and I think anybody who is fair-minded and realizes that one country is not too much, especially for people who have suffered so much through crusades, pogroms, inquisitions, and that unspeakable Holocaust. We came back and we settled, we made the desert bloom with the help of the Almighty. And anybody who's ever visited Israel is amazed to see that the desert was a desert for years and years before the Jews came. In fact, many people have read and understood the admonition that only the Jews will be able to make things grow and progress. We just had the holiday of Tu Bishvat, which is the birthday of trees. We bless the Almighty for giving us all the good fruit and all of the wonderful things that we have in Israel. But there was no Tu Bishvat when the Arabs had it. And let's go on the other side of the coin. Why should we have such empathy for those who kill and murder? If anybody had a right to rise up, it was the Jewish people after the Holocaust who were made the scapegoats for Germany's ills, and they were murdered and gassed and burned in the most outrageous, terrible fashion that history has ever had. And so we did not. We went to build our own land. The Arabs have 22 countries. Why don't they build their own land, and why don't they absorb their refugees the way Israel did with one tiny country? We took in the Jews from the Holocaust, from Ethiopia, from the former Soviet Union. And yes, the real refugees. How often have you heard even our prime minister or anyone from the Knesset speak about the thousands of Sephardic Jews who lived in Arab countries? And when Israel became a land or became a sovereign state again in 1948 with the help of God, they were thrown out. They were expelled. Their property was confiscated. Not one penny of remuneration was ever paid to a Jew who lived in Arab lands. So now the solution, as I think I referred to it in the past, the 22-state solution. We have one tiny land. It's all ours, and we have the right to settle it without anybody interfering. and the 22 lands of the Arabs, take in your refugees the way Israel did. This is Shifra Hoffman, substituting for the great Tamar Yonah, who I hope will be back next week, God willing, and so will I. And we are on Israel News. Israel
30 seconds.
Yes. Yeah, you have to give me, I didn't see my notes before, but it's the main program that gives you the truth, and we hope to continue doing so.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
This is Shai Ben-Tekoa, and each week I'll be webcasting to you from Judea, origin of the word Jew, a people besieged and beleaguered in every generation. Nazi Germany is but a memory, but in its place the world invented the phantom Palestinians as this generation's internationally authorized Jew killers. Tune in for a different slant on life in Israel, Phantom Nation, every Monday.
This is Shifra Hoffman, the founder of the Victims of Arab Terror International Organization and the executive director of SHUVA, the Israel Emergency Aliyah Movement, sitting in for Tamar Yonah, who was called away, but I'm happy that I'm able to reach her audience. She deserves a very wide audience because she tells the truth and she tells it well, and so do we try to do it ourselves. I want to now focus in on the fact that America has always been the beacon of light for all refugees, and certainly was good to the Jewish people as well. My husband, my late husband of blessed memory, Reuven, was a disabled Korean veteran. He lost his hearing from the big guns that he had to man, and of course it wasn't so easy to go on life completely deaf. He had a sense of humor about it. He used to tell people who spoke to him, "I don't know what you said, but I'll fight for your right to say it." And he was a soldier and protected the country. Of course, when we came to Israel, he often said, "I would be in the army in a minute if I was young enough and well enough." And I grew up in America as a proud Jewish citizen, a loyal citizen, as did many of the Jews who came from Europe and settled, contributed to America. It wasn't like we were on the take. We didn't riot in the streets and say, people have to give us what we don't have. We worked hard, and we educated our children, and we taught them to be good Americans and good Jews. But the America of today is not the America of yesterday. My dear friends, you've heard me on this program and other programs and my articles way before, and of course I'm a student and very proud of the fact that my rabbi and leader was the late, great, great Rabbi Meir Kahana, a blessed memory, who maybe 25 or 30 years ago wrote the book, Time to Go Home, and he laid out in the most readable fashion, in the most understandable fashion, what is happening in America today and why they're going to turn on the Jews. And if you see the news and you read between the lines, you know Trump, the president, is a president, and I think he's on the job training, because each time he says something, he changes his mind. But he's not going to save the Jewish people. And as one of our recent Jerusalem Post ads said, that the leaders in America, eyes they have and see not, ears they have and hear not. They completely ignore the warning signs of the swastika smearings, the breaking windows in Chicago synagogues, beating of Jews, even murder of Jews. These are telltale signs, and we have to be grateful to God Almighty that he shows us what is happening. Why are you still there, dear Jews? Every year, I'm sure, at your Seder table, when you have Passover, you finish with Lashana Haba B'Yerushalayim. Next year in Jerusalem. Next year, you're back in America, or as traveling around all over the world. It seems to me that I read somewhere when they first signed this terrible accord, Egypt and Israel, because it was not real peace. It's a cold peace. But they signed it as anyway. And then the Jews couldn't wait to go to Egypt for Passover. It seems that when they came with the tourist group, the minister of their culture came to meet them and said, "I thought you Jews left Egypt for Passover. How come you're back?" Well, it's really a very, very telling comment on the Jewish people that we have the state of Israel with the blessing and the gracious, wonderful God of Israel who gave us in our generation. We are the fortunate ones that lived to see a Jewish state in our time reborn and the option to come here. Today, you don't have to dig ditches the way the Holocaust survivors did in order for there to be water running. You don't have to live in a Mabarat tent, which Jews did. In Golda Meir's generation, they had to fight off both mosquitoes and Arab terrorists. And they had all kinds of horrible things that they overcame for you, in order for you and your children to come home and to build the land and to do for our people and our country that which Jews have done for every country on the face of the earth, only to find too late we were best tolerated and at worst annihilated. So wake up, pick up, pack up, make this your commitment, come home and start to live a Jewish true life, because it cannot be done anywhere else. And of course, I'm not blind to the fact I'm here, thank God, 30 years. I know that the government has done some very, very outrageous things, which we are opposing, which we demonstrated for. They made a terrible, terrible mistake from the very beginning to say that we are willing to give 1 inch of our sacred land, because once you give a finger, and the Arabs have said that, we want the whole hand. This is Shifra Hoffman substituting for Tamar Yonah, who was called away, but hopefully that we are trying to influence you the way she does, and all the good people, good Jews who are care about you, who care about your future. There is no future for the Jews in the Gola, not in the diaspora, I should say, not only in America, in England, and in Russia, of course, we know what happened there, and all the other areas of where Jews are not really welcome. And I believe that it's done purposely because God is pushing you out to come home. We are going to go to our, look at the board to see what you would think about, what you would like to say. Gordon, hi. Shalom, Shifra. Well, shalom to you, Gordon. I know you're here every week listening, and I hope that you want to say your comments in the chat room. We will try to listen or look, actually, at the chat room and see what you have to say. Don't be shy. Speak up. I've heard all things in my life. I've been an activist 30 years, and believe me, some of the things that people say boggle the mind. But you have your right to your opinion. Please contact us at the chat room here at Israel News Talk Radio. Carmen, I want to tune in with you again and to say that I have to check the time because I don't want to overstep my time here.
We have 4 minutes left.
Okay, 4 minutes. In the 4 minutes, perhaps I should tell you a little story about how I became an activist. I didn't even know what the word meant. I was the average, or maybe not average, Jewish mother, and my children were going to yeshiva, and I was a writer. I am a journalist. I wrote for the Jewish press for 25 years, also on the Route 7. If you care to check it, my opinion articles have appeared. And also, there is a book that is now being it's put on it's like an Amazon thing, which Ron Wiseman, a wonderful friend of mine, is collecting articles and poetry, and hope it will be printed very soon, God willing. It tells the Jewish experience, you know. I mean, I didn't go to study for many, many years in the yeshiva. What I knew is what I felt instinctively. I always believed that there is a God. I mean, if you look around you and see how the world is, it's formed. God formed everything with the most compassion, food, shelter, other things that we have, we should not take for granted, but thank him. But I also never understood the Holocaust. How could that happen to the Jewish people? And then when Rabbi Kahana, blessed memory, arose and he said, never again, I joined the Jewish Defense League, and I didn't understand until I did that never again doesn't mean that it will never happen again. Halavai, we hope and pray it should never happen to not only Jews but to any people. But never again means we must not allow it to happen. We must not, by our difference and our apathy, look away. As I point out again, that the signs are there today in America and in other places too. I bristle when I see that Jews have to take the mezuzahs off their doors or take the kippah, the yarmulkes off their heads because they're afraid. Well, why do you stay there? Why are you there with haters and Nazis and all kinds of Jew haters? You come home, you could wear three yarmulkes and have four mezuzahs on your door. Yes, do it. This is Shifra Hoffman, the founder of Victims of Arab Terror International and the executive director of SHUBA, the Israel Emergency Aliyah Movement, sitting in for the great Tamar Yona, and hopefully that we have your comments and you are listening. And not only not to listen just to hear us talk, but actually to do something. Okay, Carmen, are we on?
We are still on. You still have 2 minutes.
Okay. I see here that there is a good idea from Lorraine McIntosh wrote, and we have listeners from Arab countries, too. All right. You know what? I debated Arab many, many times on television. If you would like to see what I looked like when I was young, at least, anyway, more important, what I sounded like on television and in different interviews, you can Google Shifra Hoffman YouTube. That's Shifra Hoffman YouTube. You'll see my career as it appears. And I'm grateful. I really say this with all my heart. I am thankful to God for the opportunity to serve him through the Jewish people. I feel it is terribly tragic that so many Jews that become anti-Jewish and line up with the enemy. How could you? What's wrong with you? Don't you know that when you line up with the enemy, pretty soon the enemy will line you up in Auschwitz, the Blinker, and all these places of infamy? In fact, the German Jews, when Hitler started, said Hitler doesn't mean us. He means the Ausjuden, the funny-looking ones with the black coats and the long sidelocks. But they were rather surprised that they stood side by side with them. Okay, Tomlin, we are...
Yes, we have 30 seconds, 20 seconds left now.
Okay, well, the Jews stood side by side with those of the Haredi and the others that they didn't want to recognize as being part of the Jewish family. So there is no problem with the Jews of the Jew hater. All Jews are Jews.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at israelnewstalkradio.com.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio. Please consider supporting our advertisers who help keep us on the air so you can listen for free. Thank you.
I used to get up all the time at night to go to the bathroom and have to take numerous breaks at work as well. But not anymore. I found what some people claim is a miracle cure from Israel. It's made from the cactus flower called Opuntuma. It's an all-natural and herbal remedy that helps with urinary problems, and it's really helped me. No more embarrassing trips to the bathroom. Get it at priso.com. That's P-R-I-S-S-O.com.
And we are back. This is Shifra Hoffman, the founder of Victims of Arab Terror International and SHUVA, the Israel Emergency Aliyah Movement. And I'm pleased, very happy to have as a guest Leslie Ann Stoffel, who is a great activist from Canada. She will tell us about her efforts and what she's done. She recently wrote an article about Pamela Geller, who is a great activist in her own right. And Leslie, I think we met quite a while back. I was impressed with you, and I'm glad that you are a guest today. How about your career, as it were? What are you doing in Canada?
Well, Shifra, it's great to talk to you. I didn't realize that I'd be speaking with you today on the radio, and I'm real happy because I remember the day we met and we were going to get together. And so that's great. I started doing pro-Israel activism, if you could call it, on Facebook back in 2008 after I returned from Israel from my first visit. I was so impressed with Israel and what the Jewish people had done and with the land in such a short period of time, having been come back to their homeland. And long story short, I was sort of raised, my mother is a Zionist, and so I was raised that the land belonged to the Jewish people. And then as I got older and realized what happened in the Holocaust, I was appalled about that and said that if anything like that were to ever happen again, I would start to speak out. And I found that I needed to start doing that. So I did. And then I did research also into the history and the archaeology and the international law and all that sort of thing, and wrote different articles and blogs and things now. So the Facebook thing really grew, and then on Twitter now, of course, too. And for the past 5 years, I've also worked for United with Israel. So I'm a contractor, I guess you would say, for them. So I try to travel back and forth between Israel and Canada as often as I can. And I basically dedicate my whole life to supporting the Jewish people and supporting Israel, and I love it. It's great.
Leslie Ann, I'm listening to you very intently, and I see, I hear, and I perceive the honesty in your voice. But why are so many Christian organizations today backing off and saying these are not the Jewish people that God meant, and they, you know, they not only go against Israel, but they join the BSD, the movement, you know, to boycott Israel? What's your take on that?
Well, it's crazy to me. What I think they do is they buy into this what's called replacement theology, where for some very crazy odd reason, some pastors and churches teach and believe that the Christian people replace the Jewish people as the chosen people from the Bible. And that definitely is not true. And if somebody would go to Israel and realize, no, if you can see with your own eyes that God really has brought the people, the Jewish people, back to their land and the faith in many, I mean, the many Jewish people there are secular, but many are religious and spiritual. And you can see the prayers and see how spiritual people are. When you go to the Western Wall and when you go to spend Shabbat with Jewish families in Hebron or, you know, anywhere really, which I have done, you can see with your own eyes that the Lord has really blessed the people of Israel, the Jewish people, and has brought them back to the land. And I don't know why these Christians go with this other theology or this other way, and a lot of them buy into the lie. There are. You know, so-called Palestinian Christian groups that go around to the churches and teach the lie that the so-called Palestinians actually belong in the land, and the I guess maybe the Christians are kind of gullible or they don't understand, that's part of the reason why I do what I do.
Do you think there's an element of anti-Semitism which never died, but it gives them the opportunity now to say, that this is why we don't back the Jewish people, because of how they treat the Palestinians. The truth of the matter is that Arabs living in Israel have the very best results of any people. They don't want to leave.
Yeah, you know, it could be true, Shifra. I don't know for sure. I don't know their hearts for sure. I don't know. But it kind of points in that direction in a way, you know, that very well could be the case. And that to me is a spiritual, you know, jealousy. I really think it stems from a jealousy when people are that way. But it's unfortunate, but, you know, there are, because I work for United with Israel, United with Israel is actually a Jewish organization. I'm the only non-Jewish person that works for us, and we're located there in Beit Shemesh. There are thousands, we have thousands of people, I mean, actually millions on our Facebook page and in contact with us and who donate to us, and many, many, many of them are Christian or not Jewish, or even some Muslim people. We have people that you'd be surprised at how many people really are stand with the Jewish people and stand with Israel. And so that's why I don't focus so much on the one.
Yeah, excuse me for jumping in because we only have a few minutes left. But all these people that you say are for Israel should take a more active role and appear at the media and on the talk programs and let them know, because the perception is that the Arabs are, you know, very ill-treated in Israel, and we need more voices like yours. In the few remaining moments, I know that you wrote an article about Pamela Geller, who is certainly admired by me, one of the courageous women. Could you tell us briefly what it was?
Well, I wrote an article for her site, actually, because I've interviewed her on my radio program, which is Real Clear Israel Radio on Blog Talk Radio. And I wrote an article because our prime minister here in Canada is pushing very hard to bring in Sharia blasphemy laws here in Canada. So that's what I wrote the article about. And that we're very, very concerned, because on February 16th, our parliament is supposed to be voting to, excuse me, make Islamophobia, which isn't even real, which isn't even a real word, illegal, and to eventually, you know, bring in blasphemy laws. And so people won't be able to speak out against Sharia and jihad, both cultural and violent. And so we're very, very concerned. And because, you know, there are that just a couple of few days ago, there was an Islamic imam who was praying for the death of the Jews. And there wasn't a word said about that. You know, the more of the attacks are made on Jews than on Muslims here in Canada. And yet they're playing into this victim role that they make up for themselves, even though they're the ones that attack. I mean, there were six little girls sexually assaulted at a pool in Edmonton the other day by one of these Syrian refugees. And our CBC broadcasting here in Canada, which is actually the media arm for the Liberal Party, which they get their money from the government, they wanted to cover it up. And there's all sorts of these insane things going on here, just like there are all over Europe, where they're covering for this Islamic.
I have to interrupt you because we're running out of time, and I would love to have spoken to you more. I hope that tomorrow I'll have you on as well, or maybe we will be on your radio program. But I want to say to all the Christians and non-Jews, remember, God always wins. And God said, I will bless those that bless Israel, and I will curse those that curse Israel. So I wouldn't envy you if you are a Jew hater and go against God's word. And I want to thank Leslie Ann Stoffel. Can you give a number or some email where people get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can get in touch with me at lesliestoffel@hotmail.com. So that's LeslieS. T for Tom, O double F for Frank, E-L at hotmail.com. And my web address is therealclearisrael.org.
Okay, Leslie Ann, I hope, as I say, we'll have the pleasure of meeting again when you come to Israel. I'd love to see you. And I also want to thank the audience for listening today. Tamar is not here, but we try to fill in, and I hope that this is an interesting, informative program. But please don't say, I enjoy listening. Do something. Now is the time to activate. This is Shifra Hoffman, the head of the Jewish, actually, it's not called Jewish, it's Victims of Arab Terror International, because not all victims are Jewish. Many Arabs have been murdered just for selling land or a house by their own kin to the Jewish people. And I think it's high time, as I said in my article, we don't have to be history's scapegoat. Now, Bibi Netanyahu, you're going to be meeting President Trump. Meet him as an equal and not as somebody with a hat in hand that comes to say, do we have your permission to do this? The only permission you need is that God's permission to give us the strength and the health and the ability to go on and live in our precious land, Earth Israel, forever.
30 seconds.
And to be a light unto the nations as God predicted. Thank you for also Kalman today for doing a yeoman job, because it's hard to do a program by telephone when you don't know the times, but Kalman did that very, very well. And tomorrow, I hope everything is all right with you, God willing, to be back next week. And also, I hope that I will be.
Don't you just love news about scandals, failures, and corruption? Me neither. I'm Heather Dean. Join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com for Conversations with Heroes. It's a fresh alternative to late-breaking news that gets you down. We'll meet today's unsung heroes who are impacting our lives for the better. From the Holy Land and your corner of the world, join me for Conversations with Heroes on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.